Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Spellman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. I hope you're having a great week. I certainly am. And I welcome you to another show where we will be exploring the topics that will empower you to make informed choices in your life. And that's what the purpose of this show is all about, is to give you the knowledge to keep you on the leading edge so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. So I know that you'll be learning a whole lot on this show today. We have a really important topic we're going to be covering. And I just want to remind everyone, for those who have perhaps just tuned into this show, I invite you to go to my website, which is What Women Must Know, because if you opt in there to my newsletter, you get several of my free special reports. You actually get these radio shows sent to you each week. You have access to my library of articles and videos, great educational material, all for free. And also hop over to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, because I am always posting studies, articles, tips, recipes, just the kind of knowledge that you can apply into your life, really practical tips along the way. So that's what I'm all about, is giving you the best information, the most truthful information that you can practically implement into your life. So go check it out, some good stuff there, and you can never get too much knowledge. That's where it's at. So let's talk about the topic at hand today. There have been so many articles written about the dangers of heavy metals. This show is all about explaining the heavy metal toxicity issue. What are heavy metals? What damage do they cause in our bodies? And most importantly, what do we need to do to help remove these heavy metals? I've recently been very involved in working with nutritional genomic testing, and this is a fascinating test. I've worked with hundreds of people on this test, and the vast majority of people that I see, I would say about 80-85% when I look at their specific genes that impact their ability to remove heavy metals from their body, have impaired genes. So that means that there is a compromised ability to clear out heavy metals that we are exposed to on a daily basis, like mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium. So this has really alerted me to a really big problem, and I have a very knowledgeable guest with me today who's going to help us kind of cut through all of this information and get us on a path not only to understanding but to action. So let me introduce my guest today. He is Dr. Mark Smith, who is the founder, chairman of the board, and dean of the University of Natural Medicine in San Dimas, California. He has lectured and practiced in health clinics throughout the United States, Canada, Central and South America, Asia, and New Zealand. He has studied and worked with osteopaths, homeopaths, naturopaths, and medical doctors in acquiring his expertise in the holistic health field, and offers over 30 years of experience as an alternative health care practitioner of naturopathic and integrated medicine. Dr. Smith is currently involved in stem cell research and in the development of products for heavy metal and chemical toxicity and natural antimicrobiosis. So we're going to learn more about what Dr. Smith has to say today on the subject of heavy metals. So welcome, Dr. Smith.
Hello, Dr. Salmon. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice that you can be with us today. We've had conversations before. I had the pleasure of meeting you recently. So we actually discussed heavy metals. These are the kinds of conversations that really intrigue me these days. And as I said in my intro, this is a big issue. And I think that we really need to start at the beginning so people can understand what we're talking about when we say heavy metal toxicity and what they are, the consequences, and then we're going to get into some action steps so people can be doing things that are effective at removing these heavy metals from their bodies. So where shall we begin? Let's just start with what are heavy metals and why are they a problem that we should be concerned about?
Well, the biggest problem today, and after 30-some years of practice, I'm beginning to realize, along with many other integrative medical practitioners and even toxicologists, that toxic metals could be one of the main causes of disease. We all know that all disease is multi-causal. There's never one single thing that can lead directly to the disease. It's usually a compilation of things. The big problem with toxic metals is they're everywhere and are becoming more and more so all the time as our environment gets more toxic, more polluted. It's in so many of our foods. We'll go through that so people will be aware of what the sources are, because I think many people say, well, you know, I hear I have toxic metals. Where do they come from? But toxic metals, the main problem with them, as we know, is they block cellular function. We all know we're made up of billions and billions of cells, and those cells are regenerating, repairing, and becoming new every day. As we get rid of old ones, we create new ones, even in the brain, which is recently found at Princeton that we can regenerate brain cells. So not to worry about that. But what happens on a more scientific level is that the toxic metals basically displace what's called the calcium and magnesium ATPase. Now what that is, those are the enzymes in the cell. The enzymes run every process in our body, whether it's the DNA, the RNA, the mitochondria for energy production, our brain function, our hormonal function, whatever it may be. We have to have the right kind of cellular enzymes to instigate or spark that process. Now, when you get toxic metals, they tend to combine with that ATPase and displace the calcium and magnesium, and unfortunately render them basically dysfunctional so that they're not carrying on these processes. And if we're not able to create that cellular energy, we know what can happen. Every bodily process is going to be impaired. Now, along with that, they found that certain toxic metals can displace what are called zinc finger proteins. Now, what these are an integral part of the immune system. Without them, our immune system is always going to be compromised, along with many other functions, including cellular function. And when it displaces that zinc, then it does not function properly. Now, I don't know how many people have heard of Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, but he and many other doctors today have realized that we cannot get rid of many microorganisms, pathogenic microorganisms, whether those be things from viruses, cytomegalovirus, to even chlamydias, to herpes, candida, which is a big problem today, until our immune systems are functioning properly. And what happens is these little microorganisms, they're very, very smart. They know where to go to protect themselves and where they're going to be safe. So what do? They go to these areas where the immune system is compromised so that they can survive there. And, of course, we could take an antibiotic or something of that nature, antifungals, and it may knock them back for a short time, along with we know it's going to create an imbalance in the beneficial bacteria. But then they can come back multitudes times stronger. And that's a big problem today, particularly in the hospitals, because we're looking at conditions like Klebsiella pneumoniae and MRSAs, which are the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, that basically they have no antibiotic that can touch. And so it really compromises individuals there. And a big part of deaths today are happening in hospitals, unfortunately, due to these microorganisms that just, they can't be stopped. So they just run amok. So we can see not only that, but we're also seeing how it can interrupt brain function, particularly the synapses between the brain. We know today there's so much with children, the ADD and autism right now in China, it's, I think, estimated to be 2.5 million children with diagnosed autism. In America, I think it's over 600,000, probably more. You may have those more later figures, but it's an astronomical amount, and that's not even all these children who are compromised with attention deficit disorder. And there's been a direct link. Robert Nash, who, an MD, who's chairman of the American Board of Clinical Medical Toxicology, he showed that toxic metals affect the DNA, the messenger RNA, the mitochondria, the enzymes, hormones, free radicals, and the immune system. And especially in some, in many of these kids, and as you mentioned earlier with the nutritional genomic testing, that 85% of people today have a hard time getting rid of these toxic metals, eliminating through the urine, through the bowels, through the skin. So they build up, and then they create these problems. And it's just, it's getting worse and worse all the time.
And, you know, they come from many sources and many unexpected sources. One of the things that shocked me recently was to learn that China, which is putting on a coal-fired plant, what, every week, every 2 weeks, every month, whatever it is, they're just putting on lots of coal-fired plants, the toxic byproduct is a mercury compound, and it is flying, riding on the jet stream, and goes over to the United States, and then when it rains, it's dropped down on the West Coast. So San Francisco Bay is becoming heavily contaminated with mercury, and it's going into the soils, it's going into the rivers. I mean, who would have thought that what's going on in China is contaminating a huge stretch of the West Coast and maybe even further in our country?
Well, you know, we are a microcosm of a macrocosm, and what's happening on the other side of the planet is going to affect here. The recent disaster in Japan is a prime example. A lot of the radioactive elements that were released from the, well, if we can call it a meltdown, the nuclear disaster, have reached all parts of America. We're seeing more and more hair analysis with high levels of the radioactive compounds. But you know, another one that people don't realize is so predominant, and mercury, of course, is one. I mean, even if you live close to a crematorium, you're getting one of the highest levels of mercury that you could obtain from them cremating individuals who have amalgam fillings, because America has so many. But the uranium is a very serious situation. In 25, 30 years of looking at hair mineral analysis, I have seen probably the majority of people have high uranium. Now, a lot of that can come from the ground, the water, but, of course, a lot of it's coming through the air along with the other radioactive elements that are coming this way now, too. And Dr. Boyd Haley, who's considered one of the foremost experts on toxic metal from the University of Kentucky, he said they tested animals, and they saw if they gave them just one toxic metal, they pretty much all survived. But as soon as they exposed them to a myriad of toxic metals, more than one, then every single mouse died. The problem today is we're exposed to so many toxic metals, whether it's the aluminum. Aluminum can come from such unimaginable sources. I mean, our underarm perspirants, almost every single one of those have aluminum in them. Certain vaccinations, many drugs have, prescription drugs have aluminum in them. Antacid, and of course cooking with aluminum, and also in our drinking water. So many city water systems, the drinking water, they use aluminum as one of the purification agents. So you can see that it can come from so many sources.
You know, I think we just need to talk a little bit about the connection between the heavy metal toxicity, particularly things like mercury, which is found, it's still found in vaccines, and also in the silver amalgam fillings, as we know them to be, and the relationship between an increased incidence of breast cancer. Since my audience is women, we'll be talking predominantly women, so, you know, let's talk about some of the direct correlations of these exposures and the sources of exposure and increased incidence of things like breast cancer, for instance, or thyroid cancers or thyroid imbalances, all of which can be accelerated or could be compromised by exposure to some of these heavy metals like mercury.
Well, I think you just mentioned it. If you look at the proximity of amalgam fillings to the thyroid, and usually toxic metals are going to go down rather than go up, except the vapors, which we're constantly gassing out amalgam fillings in our mouth. For people to think they're intact is just not true. They've shown that it's almost a continuous process of gassing out. Now, there's ways of getting rid of them, or taking them out and using other materials, but you have to be extra cautious about that, too. But when you have that drainage and possibly the thyroid being affected by the mercury, then there you're looking at the cellular function being compromised. And any time you have cellular dysfunction, the hormone gland is not going to possibly manufacture or utilize the hormones that it needs for its function. And as we know, thyroid function has so much to do with all the reproductive organs, as well as breast function. And so, to me, I feel that is a direct correlation. There's other toxic metals that will affect the thyroid as well. But, I've tested so many people, and many people come to me and say, well, my blood tests look normal with the thyroid. And even the companies who do the thyroid testing, the blood testing, they admit that they're probably not accurate. And the only way that I've seen to really be able to test the thyroid is called the Barnes thyroid test, whereas you just take a thermometer under your arm first thing in the morning before getting out of bed, 5 to 10 minutes, and it should be 97.8 to 98.2. And I've got to tell you, I have seen very few normal thyroid functions in years and years. And I call it, basically, it's hypometabolic. And it's not picking up on the blood work, but the thyroid just isn't functioning the way it should be.
Wow. That's a big problem. It's affecting so many people, a compromised thyroid. And I just want to remind people, if you have a compromised thyroid, if it's sluggish, then your metabolism is impaired, the ability to oxygenate your cells is impaired, and we have to remember that cancer thrives in a low oxygen environment. So all these things are so connected, leading us down the path to chronic illness.
And of course, we know fat metabolism is affected by the thyroid. As you said, the metabolism is reduced, and look at the obesity in our world today and what a direct correlation there is with obesity and degenerative disease.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other forms of heavy metals, such as lead, perhaps arsenic, cadmium. What are some of the sources for those heavy metals?
Well, we did mention aluminum and the sources of that, but I also wanted to mention they've done some studies show there's a correlation possibly with aluminum and breast cancer. Not to mention Alzheimer's, which many people are thinking about these days. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important to also look at that. Lead, there are so many sources of lead, and all of them, of course, create this cellular dysfunction. It used hair dyes, a lot of darkening of the hair can contain lead. But other sources are, if someone used guns, naturally, there's going to be some lead. And there's still a lot in our environment from when they use lead gasoline that's still seeping into our water system. And a lot of these smelting plants, a lot of lead comes from there. So some areas, of course, are going to be a lot more toxic than others. Now, arsenic, that's an interesting one. Arsenic has so many sources, but one that I think a lot of people aren't aware of is that most chickens, most commercial chickens today, are raised with arsenic. It's an antimicrobial, and also it actually helps with growth. And so an interesting story, we had an individual who was basically considered bipolar, and he wanted to do his hair analysis and sent it in. And this will interest you because of the ability, compromise, impaired ability to eliminate the toxic metals. And it was perfect. And I know there's a correlation with toxic metals and bipolar. Well, it turned out, I said, well, what do you eat? He says, well, I can't eat anything but chicken. Hmm. And I said, well, is it organic, farm-raised, natural chicken? He goes, oh, no, I just get it from the local store. And it turns out once we did a urinalysis, it pushed so much of the arsenic out, and he was loaded. but it wasn't pushing out through his hair. Now, hair analysis can be a good test the majority of the time for toxic metals. It's a good preliminary test, but it doesn't mean it's going to show everything. The basic channels for elimination of toxic metals are the urine and the feces and the skin through sweating. And that's why infrared saunas are so beneficial for getting rid of toxic metals. But it doesn't always come out through the hair, so it can be a good preliminary test. Say, well, let's just see if there's anything in there. And I'll tell you another example, which is kind of sad, is we had a dentist who called us, and she had a one-year-old child that was basically diagnosed with autism. And I said, well, what do you do? She says, well, about 90% of my practice now is removing amalgam fillings. That's why I hope you're taking all the precautions. I said, let's test the child's hair. The one-year-old child had the highest level of mercury I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, dear.
But not only mercury, but all the other toxic metals, because of the mercury, the eliminative channels were compromised, and it could no longer eliminate them. So they were just building up and building up. Now, this child had to get the mercury in the womb. That's why one thing I really like to encourage women, if they're going to have a child, make sure they test themselves. Do all you can to get as much of the toxic load of chemicals and toxic metals out of your body so that the embryo and fetus are not compromised.
Well, that's pretty scary, because if you have a high heavy metal load when you're a child, it can impair everything, learning, immunity, as you said, you know, predispose them to more chronic illnesses. It's a horrible way to begin life.
And there have been tests to show that how toxic metals do affect the learning ability as well as the growth of the child.
You know,
I just want to go back
to what you said about arsenic and chickens. I heard about this because in my local farmer's market, I was talking to a grower, an organic chicken grower, and he was telling me how arsenic is used in the feed. He was talking about being a growth promoter as well. And then what happens? So it comes out, the chickens poop out the arsenic, right? And then it runs into the water. Is that the groundwater? Is that what happens? Or does it stay in the chicken's, you know, body?
Well, just like any flesh creature or being, the body will tend to store toxic metals, sometimes in fat, but definitely in the tissues. It can be in the blood, but getting a blood test may not always be the best determiner of toxic metal load, because there may not be that much floating around the blood because the body has already taken it and tried to store it somewhere. One reason, I mean, you hear about tuna being so high in mercury because they're a big fatty fish. One reason they tend to be high is they are exposed to a lot, but they tend to take it and store it in the fat. And the reason the body does that is because it somewhat protects the body from the excess toxicity they would be exposed to if it was floating around in the blood all the time. So that's why you have to look at a lot of, you know, fatty fish and things of that nature, which may be high in mercury. But also with the chicken, it's going to hold a lot in the tissues. And, of course, we eat mostly the flesh, and so we're going to be absorbing it.
Well, so we need to alert people. It's true that if you're eating the fatty fish, such as tuna fish, which I don't eat any longer, I'm sure you don't eat it either, you're going to be at risk of eating foods that have, they're higher on the food chain and they have high levels of mercury. We know that that's been tested and to be true. If you're going to eat fish, you want to eat the fish that comes from Alaska. That's all natural. They don't farm those salmon, and they also are in clean water, as far as I know, as opposed to the tuna fish that travel all over the world, you know, the ocean. Any other recommendations?
You know, that's a very good point. And unfortunately, you'd be amazed at how many fish are farm-raised these days, how many antibiotics, how many steroids, which they also use, of course, in chickens and other fleshy animals, are raised in these ponds that are almost like toxic sewage pits. It's just amazing. I mean, the salmon, for instance, you do have to get wild salmon. If not, the majority of it has been exposed to so many chemicals. A lot of it gets heavy metal runoff from maybe fields next to it that are being farmed, and they're using insecticides and herbicides. And what happens is then they, particularly with salmon, because they're not getting their normal food, they don't turn a real nice pinkish red, and so they have to use a red color dye on them. So that's why it's so important. I found out recently tilapia. Most of the shrimp is farm-raised, and a lot of it comes from Asia, and I visited some of these shrimp farms, and I wouldn't want to step foot in some of those waters. Mm-hmm. So I don't. The thing about it, if you can find good fresh shrimp,
yeah,
and good fresh fish, there's hardly anything better. But unfortunately, now you really have to look and make sure what the source is, because the commercial fish can be so toxic.
I'll tell you a brief story. I think we have a couple of minutes before we need to take a break. I was doing a retreat in Australia, and at a health retreat, and there was a woman who came, and she was diagnosed with MS. Now, she was severely compromised. She was in a wheelchair when she had visited this health retreat several years before, cleaned up her body, detoxified, and was, you know, walking, climbing mountains, doing really well. And then all of a sudden she had a setback, and her MS flared up, and she was back in a wheelchair. And she said what was happening around that time was that she started eating a lot more tuna fish and more heavy metal toxicity. And maybe she's one of those genomic types that just have a hard time releasing heavy metal, so they were accumulating, and it created a setback, and she was back in the wheelchair until she had to detox again and give up the tuna. I mean, it was a pretty dramatic experience of exactly what eating contaminated food can do to someone who is so compromised. She was like that canary in the coal mine.
That's so true. And, you know, I've worked and in touch with many clinics around the world, and many of them that realize that they get the mercury out first thing with multiple sclerosis or any other neurological diseases, and even Alzheimer's, so, and autism, is what they really focus on first. Let's check the toxic load. You know, let's get the things that could be compromising the system and preventing it from getting well out. And then we have an incredible power within us to heal ourselves. I mean, it's just amazing. So, well, yeah, when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about some of the other sources of the other toxic metals, because I think that is very informative for people, because they may not even realize where they're getting it.
Exactly. And let's do that. And then let's talk about the kinds of testing that are available, and also some of the protocols and products that you've used that have been effective. I think most of us really need to be aware that in some way, in some form, we need to be clearing heavy metals out during our lifetime. And I can absolutely see that with the people from the genomic testing. It's not an option if we want to stay healthy and well. So we have lots to discuss. When we come back, we're going to take a very short break. Don't leave us. We have great information and important information. So stay tuned. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman, and you are listening to What Women Must Know. Everyone, thank you for joining us again. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we are having this really important conversation with Dr. Mark Smith, who is the founder, chairman of the board, and dean of the University of Natural Medicine, who is just giving us such an insight about the problem of heavy metal toxicity, what it is, what it does to us, and we're going to be talking more about how we release and clear and detoxify these very toxic compounds from our body. So before the break, we talked a little bit about the sources, how we get contaminated. You had some other things you wanted to share with us as far as where we may be picking up some of these heavy metals, which are ubiquitous in our environment. I mean, we're breathing it in, we're drinking them, we are eating them. We have no idea how much exposure we have to heavy metals.
That is so true. And one that I do want to mention, because even though so many people have stopped smoking now, cadmium is considered to be even more toxic than mercury. People don't realize that, but it's a very, very damaging toxic metal. And one reason is because it uses up most of the zinc, which we had mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. how important mm-hmm. zinc is for the immune system and prostate function and totally cellular function. But smoking, even secondhand smoke, is extremely high in cadmium, amongst other heavy metals. And so if there's any exposure there, and God forbid if kids are exposed, because they're so sensitive at that early stage, they don't have the developed immune system that we have yet to possibly take it and store it somewhere and try to get rid of it later. But smoking is just such a deadly process.
Yeah.
But it's so damaging and to other people, too. So very important.
What about, don't computers outgas cadmium? Isn't that a heavy metal that comes from our keyboards and when they get hot, or from the computers when they're hot?
You know, I've heard that. I haven't seen any direct correlation with mm-hmm. it, but I have heard that. So I would love to see that. I would love to see the study, but it'd be very interesting, because I look at all the exposure people are getting today, and let's hope that's not one of the reasons why the cell phones are creating so many tumors in young people who are keeping them next to their ears for such long periods all day long. And those studies have been very, very extensive now to prove that correlation. Of course, they're being suppressed by the money to be, but fortunately, we can still access them on the internet, and that's a major concern. I always recommend everybody use the earphones, the earplugs, and particularly you can get them that they neutralize the electromagnetic radiation. And we're talking toxic metals, but another polluter is electromagnetic radiation that we're so exposed to, particularly with cell phones.
You know, I've been lecturing and writing about that topic for about 5 years now, and it's such a big problem. And there's a lot I have on my website, by the way, if people want to know more about this issue, which is a whole other topic we could be getting into,
That's right.
A really important one. We need to be alerted to that as well.
With winter coming on, let's hope people aren't using the electric blankets.
Right. You never want to use electric blankets. You want to heat the bed up and then turn them off. So you're into your warm bed, but not while the electric blanket is going. Too dangerous from exposure to electromagnetic radiation. Let's talk about the types of testing. You had mentioned hair analysis that has a place in testing. You talked about a test that relies on urinalysis or looking at feces. What test should people be doing when?
I always recommend starting with hair analysis, and you can't do the head hair, if you've done any dyes, because dyes have cadmium and lead and antimony and other toxic metals in them. So anytime you color your hair, then you could be getting toxic metals. A lipstick used to have lead and mascara, and I hope they don't use it as much anymore. I think they still do in some countries, and I hope it's been banned here. But if a hair analysis doesn't show a significant amount of toxic metals, then there's a urine analysis. And with the urine analysis, we do what's called a provocation, where you take something such as DMPS, or there's a natural formula called HMD, some of the other what they're called toxic metal purgers or provocatives. What you do is you take a good healthy dose of it, you take a before and after reading, and you can see how much more this particular product may kick out, but also you may have some in there that you're not eliminating, like 85% of people who have compromised eliminative channels with toxic metals, as you found in the genetic testing, and which everybody should do. I mean, that in itself, I think, is imperative to know whether you are one of those and could be holding toxic metals. So the urine analysis, but the other thing, too, is a lot of toxic metals will come out through the feces and not the urine. So it's good to do both to see if maybe you're more of a fecal eliminator than a urine eliminator of toxins, or to see if one or the other may be higher level in your body. So those are really important. You can do a blood test, but that's usually for real current exposure, you know, recent exposure, like maybe the lady who'd been drinking or eating all the tuna and had a high mercury level. There could still be a lot in the blood, but most of the time we find that it just doesn't show it. There's other chemicals you can use, such as EDTA, DMPS, DMSA. Those will tend to kick out higher levels of toxic metals, too, for the urine or feces.
So it really is important to get tested. Especially if you're dealing with a chronic illness, this is a piece of that puzzle. And you really need to know what's going on, because it means you need to get into action. The more the burden increases in your body of heavy metals, the more the body is compromised. The immune system is compromised. The endocrine system is compromised. Brain is compromised. I mean, we're setting ourselves up. And, of course, there's a high correlation to these heavy metals and the tendency to hold on to them with children who have learning disabilities and autism.
It's very, very sad situation. Not getting too far off track, but another relative aspect of that are the BPAs from plastic water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more and more of a problem with that, and we're actually working on developing a product now to get that out of the body, because probably 90% of the world today drink from plastic water containers that are leaching.
Yeah.
And many other sources of plastic that are leaching this this very toxic carcinogenic chemical.
What do you see?
Xenobiotic. Sorry?
What are you seeing in your testing in regards to PBAs, bisphenol A?
Well, we're seeing high levels, but which weren't ever evidenced before, even in young children. So it could even be passed through the womb. We're not sure. I mean, I haven't read any article to show that directly, but it's almost, I mean, it's, to me, it looks like direct evidence there.
Mm-hmm.
And the levels have been increasing significantly, and it's obvious. One reason why is because of the plastic water bottles and plastic drink bottles, and God forbid drinking phosphoric acid drinks, you know, and which I soft drinks, and even the ones with NutraSweet, which to me is a neurotoxin. I mean, they've shown that aspartame and NutraSweet is a neurotoxin to the brain and to the body, but they're still allowing it on the market. But who knows how much these acids and these soft drinks are leaching out those chemicals from the plastic. And it's like, as you said earlier, it's an accumulative factor. Then when you get the chemicals compromising the immune system and the body and the neurological and the cardiovascular system and the hormonal system, then you also have the toxic metals. Then it's like, what can the body do? It's an overload.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the role of infrared saunas? I think that's a really fascinating topic, and it's also something that people can do to really make a difference. You know, I have a little portable infrared sauna, so we don't need to invest in, you know, expensive cabinets, although they are really good. But there are these little inexpensive portable infrared saunas. And infrared saunas are different than other types of saunas where you go in and you do the dry heat or the wet heat. Can you just talk about the role of an infrared sauna? And then we're going to look at more of the strategies, other things we can actually do to start pulling these heavy metals out.
Okay. Two things about infrared sauna. Well, one is you don't have to use as high a temperature, so they're much more comfortable. I had an environmental illness doctor who's one of the tops in the country here who would send people over to my clinic for our infrared sauna, and she would start them at 80, 90 degrees. I mean, they wouldn't even sweat, but then they would build up to 120, 130, so they could eliminate the toxins very, very gradually, so it wouldn't cause too much of a detoxification reaction, which they call Herzheimer's. Which you can feel bad when the bad stuff's coming out because it's getting back in your blood and then you're eliminating it. You had it stored before. So people do have to understand when they start detoxing that they may have some bad periods where they could feel bad. while they're going through that eliminative process, and we know colds and flus are a great way of getting rid of toxins. Sometimes we want to support them rather than fight them. That's a whole other story there, though. But the infrared sauna, they found that it actually penetrates into the tissue, and so several centimeters, and that way it gets the toxins mobilized and moves them out through the sweat. Now, regular saunas, they just heat the outside body, so they're good for getting rid of some toxins, but not near as effective as an infrared sauna. Now, the great thing about infrared saunas, I know a doctor, Dr. Larry Wilson, who used to be one of the top toxic metal MDs in the country. I think he's semi-retired, but he built this little unit that you can put into a closet. You get the light, you get the lamps at Walmart, and you can build your own little sauna inside just a small private room, infrared sauna, and get great results. So he had a kit, too, which I think is less than $100, and it's been a couple years since I've talked to him. So anything can be adaptable. The little portable ones are great. The ones I feel that you can actually get your head into are very important. You know, so if you do have the big box or if you can do one in a room, then you're getting the whole body, because you really want to detox some of the toxic metals out of the brain as well, because they're creating some serious problems there. And we all want to have total brain function.
I was talking to a breast health author and naturopath, and she believes that we all really should be using an infrared sauna, that we need to have our own infrared saunas, and we need to be using them on an ongoing basis as part of our survival strategies, just to look after ourselves. So that made a lot of sense to me.
It has many other benefits, too. It pulls lactic acid out of the body, and it just does an overall detoxification, as well as it relaxes muscle. It can be very relaxing, especially after exercise. You know, they used to use them whenever they had the Olympics in Atlanta. They had a whole set of infrared saunas down there, and the athletes loved it because they could just go and put all out and then go sit in the sauna, and they felt great and ready to go after that.
No,
but the people do need to drink a lot of water and also possibly replace electrolytes, get a good electrolyte formula that they drink before and after, because when you sweat, you're going to naturally lose some electrolytes, particularly the sodium, potassium, chlorides, and such. But you want to get a really comprehensive one, so you make sure you get all the electrolytes and trace elements, because they're essential for body function.
You know, when the reason I met you was because I was looking for a really good product to help clear heavy metals out. And I was at the Natural Products Expo, and I was introduced to the product that you brought into this country, and I've been using that in my practice. And I think we really need to talk a little bit about the heavy metal detox product that I'm certainly including in my protocols, because I was really impressed with what it is and what it is able to do. And of course, you have evidence that it really is effective. So let's talk about some of the things we can actually do, and we can talk about the heavy metal detox product that you have been so impressed with.
Well, I came across this actually in Cyprus by a doctor who had been commissioned by a group of metal foundries that they were trying the chemical approaches to getting the toxic metals that they knew were causing major degenerative problems with their workers. And, of course, any lost time is lost money. So they gave $1 million and said, here, find out what works but does not create problems, because EDTA, DMPS, and those can also get out some toxic metals, but not across the board. And also, of course, they're chemical. And not only can they also pull out the beneficial minerals, but they can cause problems with the kidney and the liver. A chemical is a chemical. But they can be effective, and particularly with cardiovascular disease. If done properly, you really have to go to somebody who's an expert with it. That's just so important. And same with getting rid of amalgam fillings. I want to go back to that point. Don't just go get them pulled out, because you could be exposed to more by getting them drilled out if they don't use the proper biological approaches to amalgam removal, a biological dentist, that it would be more than you'd probably be exposed to in your whole life from a slow decomposition. So very important, and do it gradually. very gradually and make sure that they're using something to pull whatever you may reabsorb out of the system. Now, the study was fantastic because he tried every chemical, every natural combination you could imagine. And he found that three particular factors worked together, ingredients, and they got out all the toxic metals at incredibly high rates. I was blown away. A 12-hour provocation, mercury was 500% increase, arsenic was like 4,000, cadmium was 600%. Just across the board, they were getting out all the toxic metals. And it had absolutely no side effects because they ran every kind of blood test imaginable to make sure that the system was not being compromised. Now, what they found was an extract of chlorella called chlorella growth factor, and the reason they call it growth factor is because it can increase bowel flora by up to 400%, which is higher than I think a lot of probiotics can actually do. And I think that's one of the benefits it had was when you increase the beneficial bacteria in the body, the whole function is improved. You're going to get better elimination of the toxins, better utilization of nutrients. There's just so many factors. But also it's a chelator, and it tends to latch on to these toxic metals and chemicals, which is fantastic. It has a dual purpose, and pull them on out of the body. By itself, it wasn't as strong, just like chlorella. We were very surprised that chlorella wasn't more effective just by itself, and cilantro wasn't just by itself. But when we combine the three together, it just made a perfect synergistic balance that moves the toxic metals and the chemicals out of the body. Now, sometimes I say, well, I want to get them all out. You're going to go through layers. It takes time to get toxic metals out of the body. It's like an onion. They're in different layers. You get rid of one layer, and oh my gosh, you know, here comes another army of them coming out. But over time, you can eliminate them, and particularly if you use the other things to like colonics. It's so important, I feel, to keep the colon clean, drink a lot of water, and do infrared saunas so that you're really flushing pure water, so that you're flushing them out when you bring them out of the tissues. The problem with some of the chemicals like the EDTA and DMPS and such is that it pulls a lot out, but the body, it would be practically impossible for the body to be able to eliminate it, especially when we're talking, as you mentioned earlier, the 85% of compromised eliminators. So what's going to happen? They're going to be reabsorbed back into the cells. That's what the body will do with them. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important, even if you are doing the chemical approaches to chelation, then use something like HMD. There's a couple other products on the market, too, which may be effective, so that you're going through and pulling out what isn't eliminated with the chemicals. It's kind of like an extra added benefit to try and pull it out. And, a lot of people talk about glutathione. But the problem with glutathione is it takes three particular amino acids to form glutathione. We don't produce, most of it is produced in the liver. People take a lot of the supplements, and unfortunately it just isn't absorbed that well. But you have to have cysteine, glutamic acid, and glycine in a good amino acid forms, like from whey or from a good organic rice and things of that nature, so that your liver can create the glutathione. Glutathione, in my opinion, is one of the best detoxifiers in the body. It is so important. And even silymarin and alpha-lipoic acid are very good at helping increase glutathione because it's, to me, the number one antioxidant. It even increases the function of vitamin C and vitamin E. So, you know, that is a real key component in heavy metal detoxification, but it's just almost impossible to get orally.
And I want to just add one other thing. Again, in the nutritional genomic testing that I do, I see serious problems genetically with the ability to make glutathione. In fact, up to 60% of Caucasians don't even have the proper glutathione genes present. They just didn't arrive in the body. They're not just compromised in their ability to function, but they actually weren't even present. So that's serious. We don't have the ability to really be making the levels of glutathione we need to keep up with the toxicity that we're exposed to.
That's right. And the toxicity level is increasing significantly while our immune systems are being compromised more and more.
So, you know, we talked about heavy metal, clearing heavy metals with infrared saunas. We talked about the heavy metal detox product that you're so impressed with. I've been using, and I personally use, because I'm one of those people that tend to hang on to heavy metals. Is there anything else that you recommend, whether it's foods, whether it's specific nutrients? What are your recommendations?
Well, potassium iodide. There's a great one made by, foundation in Virginia.
Casey? Edgar Casey Foundation?
Right. He was actually a friend of my grandfather, who was a medical doctor way back then in Kentucky. He's from Hopkinsville. But anyway, he has a potassium iodide. I think it's called Atomidine, and it's very good for getting out the radiation. I think it's a good one to add. Many foods that can do that, but also particular supplements I mentioned, like Silymarin, methionine, even whey can help, and that because it helps the glutathione. And apple cider vinegar is actually a great chelator. You know, the main ingredient in EDTA is the same ingredient as acetic acid that's in good organic raw apple cider vinegar. I mean, people can read the book by Dr. Jarvis. It's called Folk Medicine, or I think maybe Vermont Folk Medicine originally. And he showed how drinking what's called honeyger, it can get is so beneficial for health on so many levels, partly because of potassium, but also the acetic acid in there, which helps with digestion, but it's also a chelator. And I feel it's very good because most people do not have a good digestion capacity. I mean, we think we might, but look at the obesity, you know, and all the digestive problems that exist today, and so many that aren't even directly correlated to digestive problems because we're not getting proper nutrition, not only from the foods we eat. But there again, it's so important to eat organic because if you're not, you're taking in more chemicals, more toxins, more toxic metals. And the other thing is non-GMO, because they found with GMO is the body just doesn't recognize it. It rejects it. It doesn't utilize and absorb it. And what most people don't realize are things like wheat. All wheat is rancid. We did tests that show that wheat is off the chart on rancidity. Even organic, fresh-made bread, it still already becomes somewhat rancid and oxidized. And so we have to look at what we can eliminate that's not a toxin so that our bodies can function better and work harder at regenerating rather than constantly degenerating. You know, so there's so many things. I mean, we could go all day about foods to eat.
I want to ask you about one food, though. What about cilantro or coriander?
You know, I think they're good. It's hard to get enough of it. I mean, you'd have to pretty much, in my opinion, juice it and raise it yourself to ever have enough. But it can work. But we did show it doesn't work well by itself. It can get some mercury out, but it's not good at all the toxic metals. Some work with some, others work with others, and there's a whole scientific explanation for that, you know, which ones are methylators and on sulfulators and the different chemical terms, which I can't even come up with right now.
That's why you want to, you know, the heavy metal detox product that you were talking about really is the way to go because it has the right synergy to be effective in the body.
That's what's important because the real key there, Dr. Selman, is that you can activate, you can bring the toxins out of the tissues and out where they're hiding and out of the cells, but then you've got to have the eliminative channels open. You've got to keep the kidneys flowing. You've got to keep the bowels moving and then use the skin. Our skin is our body's largest eliminator. And breathing. People don't realize how many toxins they release just through breathing, but also getting in the oxygen. That's why exercise is so essential, because you got to build up those oxygen levels. As you said earlier, cancer thrives in a low oxygen environment.
You know, before we come to the end of this really, not just fascinating, but really important conversation, I want people to understand that this heavy metal issue is really important, and we do need to understand the importance of taking action and then following up some of the strategies you mentioned, because they can, the heavy metals in our bodies, which we all have, can be so, so debilitating to our health. I'd like to give people a website where they can go to, Dr. Smith. I know you are one of the founders of a college of, you offer many courses online, correspondence programs, which is always great for people to have access to. So why don't you just give us some of that information real quick before we have to come to the end of this fascinating conversation.
Okay. Let's see. The university is, of course, www.universitynaturalmedicine.org. We're not for profit. And the company that has the HMD, the heavy metal detox, is Natural Path, NaturalPath, Silver Wings, and they can just Google that. And it'll bring up the websites. That's Natural Path Silver Wings. So those are great. And, of course, they also have the antimicrobial colloidal silver there, which I think is essential these days with so many pathogens in the air these days and so many antibiotic-resistant microorganisms.
Absolutely. And I think we've just covered everything we needed to do. We have a minute. Is there anything else you just want to add before we have to wrap this up?
There is one more thing, and I'm glad you asked. You know, what people need to realize, not only are 85% of people, they're just not good eliminators of toxic metals, but some people may have a low level and be incredibly sensitive to it, where others may have a high level and they don't apparently look like their system is compromised, or they may be feeling all right and say, well, they don't bother me. But they have to realize that what's going on is going on a much deeper level, and it may be a slow degenerative process. The great thing about people who are so sensitive is it's a good sign. Their immune system is trying to eliminate it. They're trying to detox. They're reacting to it. And I encourage that. You know, so often they feel, oh, I'm so weak. I'm exposed to everything. You know, I'm just so affected by everything. They've got to be empowered, of course. They've got to say, hey, good. You know, my system is functioning. It's trying to detox, which it's supposed to do, you know, whatever the reaction they may be having. So I just like to encourage people not to look at it as being a negative aspect of their health, that you could say, wow, okay, there's another sign. All right, another sign that something's out of balance. Let me get to the core etiology or the source of what's going on and deal with it from there.
Well, thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing and the passion and commitment you have to educating people, informing people, and training practitioners. You're really...
Oh, thank you very much, and you as well. Your website and all you do is fantastic.
Well, thank you. And
lightning.
and all the best to you, Dr. Mark Smith. I know you travel over the world, so thank you for giving us your time today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Very much so. Hope to see you again soon.
Okay, me too. And I hope to see all of you, or at least tune in to you. Hope you get to hear me soon. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. Thank you for joining me today. And you have been listening to Dr. Mark Smith. We've been talking about heavy metal detoxification. I'll be talking to you next week. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now. Love.